stirred to anger, Pallas Athena spoke. "Alas, in very truth you greatly need absent Odysseus to lay hands on the shameless suitors. What if he comes even now, and here before his house stood at the outer gate, with helmet, shield, and his two spears, even such as when I saw him first at my own home, drinking and making merry, on his return from Ephyra, from Ilus, son of Myrmerus. For thither on his swift ship went Odysseus, seeking a deadly drug in which to dip his brazen arrows. And Ilus did not give it, for he feared the immortal gods. My father, however, gave it, for he held him strangely dear. If, as he was that day, Odysseus now might meet the suitors, they all would find quick turns of fate and bitter rites of marriage. Still, on the gods' lap it lies if he shall come or no, and if within his hall he shall find vengeance. But yours it is to plan to thrust these suitors from the hall. Give me your ear, and heed my words. Tomorrow, summoning to an assembly the Achaean lords, announce your will to all, and call the gods to witness. Bid the suitors all disperse, each to his own. And for your mother, if her heart inclines to marriage, let her go hence to her rich father's house. They there shall make the wedding and provide the many gifts which should accompany a well-loved child. Then, for yourself, I offer wise advice, and do you hearken. Man the best ship you have, with 20 oarsmen, and go in quest of your long-absent father. Perhaps some man may give you news, or you may hear some rumor sent from Zeus, which oftenest carries tidings. First go to Pylos, and question royal Nestor. Then on to Sparta, to light-haired Menelaus, for he came last of all the male Achaeans. And if you hear your father is alive and coming home, then, worn as you are, you might endure for 1 year more. But if you hear that he is dead, no longer with the living, you shall at once return to your own native land, and pile his mound, and pay the funeral rites, full many as are due, and you shall give your mother to a husband. Moreover, after you have ended this and finished all, within your mind and heart consider next how you may slay the suitors in your halls, whether by stratagem or open force. You must behave no longer like a child, being the man you are. Have you not heard what fame royal Orestes gained with all mankind because he slew the slayer, wily Aegisthus, who had slain his famous father? You too, my friend, for certainly I find you fair and tall. Be strong, that men hereafter born may speak your praise. Now I will go to my swift ship and to my comrades who tire at my delay. Rely upon yourself. Heed what I say.